Welcome to the Warren County Supervisors Meeting on October 9th, 2018. Are there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
Do you have any changes to the agenda? Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. Let's see, I checked 4:00 PM yesterday, we're up to 1,426 absentee ballots, and 68 of those were received over the counter yesterday for the first day of in-person absentee voting. So we had a good turnout for that. And then today, I received papers from the Danville School District, and they want to hold a special election on December the 11th. So we will be having a special election then for that. And that's it.
What are we voting on up there?
They are working on a general obligation bonds. I believe they passed it at their school board meeting last night.
Yeah. Put more classrooms.
Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
Good morning, I'm still busy, but we need to pass the tax collections, so.
That's good.
Just to keep it on.
We've got a lot of delinquents, going to be delinquent?
There's a few.
Average or?
I'd say average, yeah.
Thank you. Angie, how's the safety department? Don't look too good with your foot, but that's okay.
That's like having a safety director to cast, huh? We're doing good. We do have fire extinguisher training this month. We're doing fire safety training all month, it's the month of October. So we are doing fire extinguisher training, we'll do it at 8:15 at the library, and at 1:00 at Public Works. And I'm actually waiting on a date right now, so. I believe it's the 24th, but I'm waiting to hear.
The 26th is the meeting we talked about.
It's 26th, you're right. She just popped it up, so. So everyone will get a chance to actually use one and see how heavy they are, how light they are, so they're prepared for it.
Slip on the ice?
No, just spend too much time on my feet. So it's, they said something, the x-ray's abnormal, so you guys all knew that. There's a lot of things abnormal about me.
Didn't need x-ray.
Yeah, didn't need x-ray for that. I paid good money for that.
Doug, how's the jail going and the population?
Everything's doing pretty good. Population's still up at, it's 94 this morning. Probably four of those might get out, yeah, later this morning. Keeping busy, we had that trial that Amy was involved in. Takes a lot of manpower hours, especially being out of county, so. We're extremely busy the last 2 weeks, and just jumping right back to it.
But a good outcome.
Yeah, I think the correct outcome.
Just kind of inquisitive, are we still housing this fellow that just got convicted? How long will we have to keep paying for him now that he's?
November 19th.
November 19th?
I'm going to talk to the clerk of court, the judges, today, and see if that can be moved up, since there's no, PSI doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah.
I think they, and Amy, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they have to wait 2 weeks, is it?
Yeah, usually 2 weeks.
14 days or something?
But we also have to have enough notice to give the victims, they have the right to, you know, present a victim impact statement.
Correct.
So it would have to still be set out a little bit to give them time to prepare a victim impact statement and come to court and do that.
So is he in general population?
No. He's actually housed out of county.
Oh.
Those pre-sentence investigations used to take 2 or 3 weeks, now they take 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
$50 a day, it probably costs the county $75,000 a year. That delay.
Exactly right.
Yep.
I Thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
Ken, how's the seal region in southeast Iowa?
Going well. You know, I was supposed to bring some claims to you, Tom, and I forgot. But I will give those to you.
If you get them to me, or I can pick them up tomorrow morning before I go up there. Whatever. We'll talk about it after that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just thought of that. I was working with something else just before this meeting and ran without the claims.
Actually, you were over here a couple weeks ago. So
that didn't help. But yeah, things are going well. We're going to have our seal meetings tomorrow, and the agenda's pretty light, though, so nothing else to report right now.
Okay, thank you. Colin, how's the IT department?
Good. Keep busy like always. Nothing really new to report, though.
Thank you. Amy, I know you've got a lot to report. We haven't seen you for a long time.
Yeah, I know. It feels like I've been gone forever.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Justice was served in this case, getting the second defendant convicted of killing Kadari Johnson. So very, very happy with the result in that case. Getting two very dangerous defendants off the street and in prison. And I do want to thank Doug and his staff. I know it does take a lot of manpower, you know, all the behind the scenes things going on that people may not realize. You know, the courthouse security officers, I want to thank them. And then all the Washington County officials. I mean, we descended upon Washington County, and, you know, we were all over their courthouse. They were wonderful. The Washington County attorney, the auditor, the treasurer, the board of supervisors up there, and the sheriff's office. I mean, they were just wonderful to work with. So I greatly appreciate their patience and them allowing us to use a lot of their courthouse space for my staff and witnesses and just putting on this trial. So very much appreciated all the extra help that we had to just get through a long 2 weeks.
Your supervisors up there, two of them. One of them was a jail administrator like Doug, and the other was a DCI agent, retired.
Yes,
also.
Yeah, Jack.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so they were all wonderful to work with. Like I said, very patient, very gracious, and I certainly appreciate their patience and hospitality. So,
that's good.
Yeah, it was a good result. So now we're back to regular work and back to, you know,
reality.
Other things. So, yeah, so thank you.
So what are you down to, no murders?
Pardon me?
Are you down to no murders?
No.
Still got one.
I have another murder with two defendants again. So, yes. So, no.
That, the last 3 or 4 years, about what, 12, 14?
Something like that. Yeah. You know, it's been a lot. I've handled a lot and really done some good things to protect our community. So, I've got one more. I don't know if it'll go to trial before I leave, but I'll certainly work hard on it until I do.
Thank you for your effort.
Well, thank you.
Chris, how's the county conservation?
Well, I only have bright news for you today. our playground is done up at Big Hollow. The crew from Bears Playgrounds came in. Them guys are phenomenal. They're out of New York. They had just come from Wisconsin and saw one up there. They came to us. They were at our site for 3 days, and then they were heading to New Mexico to do another one, and then to Texas to do another one. And, I mean, talk about just working machines in the rain and this nasty weather. I got it done there on Friday, and Friday night about 6 o'clock went up there, did the final inspection, signed everything off, and we caught a little gap in between the rain, and my 3-year-old went and tried it out, and she gave her seal of approval. So. We had to wait a few days for the concrete to set on the swing set, so those are pretty deep footings. And so we hung the swings yesterday, so it's fully up and functional now. Mob's manager said that he was camping up there, and he said that people were coming up in the rain to go play on that, just because they were so excited for that to be there. We had 29 campers in the park over the weekend, despite the rain and the weather. We have 13 reservations for this coming weekend. I don't know if this is ever going to end. We might just go like this all winter long. This is insane. My office manager told me this morning that if we could average $1,700 over the weekends for the rest of October, we would hit our entire fiscal year revenue income from the campground for this year, just before the end of the year. I don't know that we're going to do that. Fall's got to hit sometimes in winter. But I mean, this is nuts. I don't know how much of this is because Geo shut down. I'm real curious to see next year when they get that campground back open, you know, if we lose our numbers. But obviously, you know, folks love that park. And so we're happy to provide that, happy to have added this playground. So we're going to keep on moving on with that. We're going to look at closing some of the parks here at the end of October. We always shut water off at the end of October, except for at Big Hollow. If the weather stays, we're not looking at a real hard freeze, we will go ahead and leave that open because there'll be people who use it. And so we may, you know, shut down and winterize the shower house because that's a rather lengthy process. But until we're looking at a hard freeze, you know, we'll leave it open. Coming on out. So.
Good. How'd your public comments come out?
Great. We got right about 400 surveys turned in. And so we just went through and analyzed all that and went over it in a board meeting. And the board and the staff and I are kind of in the process of, you know, filtering that down into, you know, what's got to be a priority in the coming years. And so it's obviously it's cabins, bike trails, so like full-on developed concrete bike trails, including I shared it with the city as well, and I'll be working with them. There's a lot of demand for connected bike routes and trails within the city. Next to the county stuff, hiking and biking trails, and then just developed amenities within parks, shower houses at the other campgrounds, that type of stuff. And so, and then an adult education program. There's a lot of demand for folks wanting to get out. All this stuff we do for kids, you know, like, hey, we'd like to do this too. And so, I'm going to try to figure out how to go about doing that. So, a lot to look forward to.
Thanks, Chris. Mr. Carter, how's the secondary road department?
Good morning. We're fine, busy. Kind of go down a list of things going on. I mentioned last week the milling crew did move in to the county, so Beaverdale Road has been milled. I know Jim had a question on Beaverdale Road, so just depends if you guys have an opportunity afterwards. I might run you out there so you can see where that, what we've done, and they're also milling up on Mediapolis Road right now as we speak, and hopefully you'll wrap that up maybe today, maybe. And then they've got some other stuff in Yarmouth and a few other places to do. So probably a couple more days of that work. And I would guess we'll start seeing some asphalt put down maybe Thursday, just depending on weather and getting things going. So it's gonna be a busy stretch over the next two or three weeks if that keeps rolling. Got a couple drainage issues out in the county. And again, sometime when I get you guys out, let you guys take a look at it just to see, see where those will go either way. As usual, dry summer, but then all of a sudden it starts raining and things show up. So, done some pinching projects. So we got three roads done and we've got more to come. In fact, they're doing one today. So those have turned out well. Again, trying to balance between rains to do that kind of stuff. So it's been a little bit more of a challenge. Got a gentleman that gave me a call about a short piece of dirt road that he'd like to look at possibly upgrading to an A-level road. So I thought I'd show that to you guys so you can see where it's at and give you a little visual. I'm gonna send him some information. And then one last thing I want to mention, but it's a significant last thing, is that with the current forecast for the crest of the river, which is right now 21 is the forecast, and I don't know if that takes into account the rainfall that's coming through right now or not and through tonight, but right now the crest is 21, and Tama Road from the two dips where we reconstructed that road back in 2008, 9, and 10. It will go close somewhere between high 19s or right around 20, somewhere in that area. So we will have to close that because of water being over the road. And there's other access points. There's two different gravel roads, three different gravel roads for that matter, that cut between Tama Road and Highway 99. But those folks are never particularly thrilled when they lose the use of their paved road, but it is what it is. And this doesn't happen very often. I maybe once or twice since we've rebuilt that road that this has had to been done. So it's uncommon, but it is, if that forecast stays true for the Mississippi or even elevates, there'll be a stretch of time when that one Tama road will be closed right there along the water plant. So just, I guess, an FYI, because I would guess that'll happen before next Tuesday's board meeting.
Well, I have to think it's going to get higher. It's up to Cedar Rapids and all those rivers.
Yeah.
Fall.
It's a, I mean, it's in the 18s now, and like I said, it's forecasted at 21 right at the moment, and so.
Have you talked to Becky at all?
No, I have not.
I was going to give her a call. See what her fears are. I would think north of the big ditch would be the biggest fear, Iowa River.
I think with all the updates and construction and stuff that was done after 08, I think they'll start keeping a closer eye on it once it gets over 20, but I don't think they have as big a concern as they used to, for sure. I can't speak to about the Iowa. Of course, there in Oakville, you've got the river coming in, and I'm not sure where that levee ended up being. But as far as the Mississippi goes, it seems to me like they're definitely better off than they used to be. But I have not talked to Becky recently. So.
How much money does it cost them? They better be better off.
Yeah. Yeah. Money and headache with trying to get that core certification.
Zach, how's Southeast Alexandria
doing? Things are going well. I had a subdivision that we finally got recorded this week. Is one that we had, or you guys had approved several months ago. I was just kind of hanging out there, so we were glad to get that done. And then just answering a lot of calls on zoning subdivision. And then we got something yesterday about somebody wanting to build on the floodplain. So we're gonna be working with them and see if we can come up with a solution there. And then related to that is, remind you every week here, October 23rd, FEMA and Iowa DNR are going to be here to talk about the updated firm maps, and there will be a meeting from 2 to 4 for county officials, county staff, and then 5:30 to 7:30 will be open to the general public to come and see those preliminary maps.
What day is that, the 23rd?
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday. Is that the same day we've got the conservation tour, Chris?
Tuesday afternoon on the 23rd, yeah.
What time's that?
4 o'clock.
Four.
That would work out perfect, Eddie. You can come to our office and then go with Chris.
Speed FEMA up a little bit. That'll work out.
But yeah, 2 to 4 is for county officials, city officials, and then 5:30, 7:30 is for the general public. And we sent some stuff out to the media, and then we're going to be sending out some letters directly to certain property owners where they've either been, they're recommended to be added to a floodplain or be removed or things like that. So we're sending some direct notices to some folks too that might be impacted.
Hey, thanks, Zach. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. Okay. Correspondence. Being none here, do you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I do not.
I do not either. Move on for public input station number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise, state your name and address. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote. The first item is payroll claim reimbursements in an amount of $1,158.50 with $59.82 of its non-cash tax.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Matt Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Next on the list, we have a proclamation for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October of 2018. Says, whereas domestic violence, dating violence, and stalking affects women, children, and men of all racial, culture, and economic backgrounds, causing long-term physical, psychological, and emotional harm. And whereas one in three Americans has witnessed an incident of domestic violence, and whereas children who experience domestic violence are at a higher risk for failure in school, mental illness, substance abuse, suicide, and may choose violence as a way to solve problems later in their life, and whereas domestic violence in rural communities exists as hidden, silent, and often unrecognized crime that is often unreported, and whereas through the inspiration, courage, and persistence of victims of domestic violence, their children, and advocates, our communities are learning to recognize the impacts of violence in the home and in intimate relationships, and whereas the domestic violence intervention program has worked to end violence in inmates' relationships for more than 39 years, that's intimate relationships, not inmates, I'm thinking intimate relationships for more than 39 years through the collaborative partnership and advocates, volunteers, local municipalities, criminal justice, health and human services, faith communities, business leaders, and private citizens, and whereas our community achievements should be commended, and we must continue our commitment to respect and support victims of domestic violence and to prevent future violence in our community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that we, the supervisors of Des Moines County, do hereby proclaim the month of October 2018 to be Domestic Violence Awareness Month in Des Moines County, and urge all citizens to work together to eliminate domestic violence, dating violence, and stalking from our community.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Supervisors is sponsoring a countywide rural cleanup beginning Monday, October the 15th through Saturday, December the 1st, 2018. You must furnish proof of residency. Des Moines County Landfill Recycling Center will accept at no charge to rural Des Moines County residents the following items. Now this is only to the rural residents. Metal items, lawnmowers, bicycles, tin roofs, metal cabinets, bed springs, rails, swing sets, metal fencing, other materials. Household items, sofa, chairs, mattresses, clothing, not suitable for donation, rugs and carpets, tables and toys. No tires of any size and no electronic items, computer monitors and televisions, as an example, will be accepted for the cleanup.
Will be.
Will not be.
Oh, what were those dates again, Jim?
October the 15th through December the 1st.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
If that works for you guys.
Yeah, I don't think we need a motion.
And we've got around $1,500 in credits for the rest of the fiscal year.
So should that be until it, our cleanup will start on the 15th and either end or when the money runs out, or are we going to keep on going?
That's a key mess.
What's that? Keep on going.
Yeah. I would think keep on going. We don't want it.
There's not to be that huge expense if we
cost us to have Brian go out there and clean it up.
Just keep on going.
Unless we get Brian to do it on the weekends on his time.
Why not? Zach and I will be right out there.
Chris said he'd help you.
And Chris.
Yeah.
I'll manage, they can handle it.
Moving on, personnel actions.
Pardon?
Did we vote on that?
I don't know, you wanna vote on it?
I don't.
No, we don't have.
I don't think we voted, we just heard a settlement and last just agreed to those on those dates.
Okay.
That's why it's not official, so if that happens, we're not blaming, right?
Getting smarter, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay, this personnel action is for, how do you pronounce her name?
Ari.
Ari?
Ari.
Ari.
It's like R and E, Ari.
Okay, Ari Kramer, temporary part-time clerk.
Clerk.
Clerk at the auditor's office. She's a temporary part-time and the rate will be $12 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Then I have two of them for the correctional center. Abby Alexis?
Alexis Abney.
Alexis Abney, okay. Correctional officer, full-time. Unpaid leave, 9.23 for 8.25 hours. And I have another for Alexis Abbey, correctional officer, full-time. Unpaid leave, 10.31 of 18 for 8.25 hours.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
I have reports for the auditor's office. And, I have also the reports for the correctional center. And these are the reports for
my
month of September.
My agenda has a.
Oh, you're right. And the reporters, correctional center. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office for viewing at your discretion. I have the minutes for the regular meeting on October 2nd, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
I have none.
Committee report.
I attended a county safety committee meeting. Like Angie said, it's fire prevention week, and they'll have that'll be the safety training, and then there'll be each employee can get is yep. It's available for each employee to get fire extinguisher training on the 26th.
Actually, get to use them, and we had a very good month last month.
We did none of. Not a single entity in the
city, county, or anything.
City, county, airport.
How about the director's
wait.
Foot?
That happened after last time.
That happened afterwards. not a single incident. So that's a great deal for that many people.
That is.
What about you?
I blew mine off. I was in Iowa City visiting my brother at the hospital instead of going down to see Chris.
That's more important than the family.
Chris might not think so.
Okay. I didn't have anything. But I see Sheriff Johnson snuck in on us here, so do you have anything to report, Sheriff Johnson?
I do, sir. I will just checked for the recorder, and there are 23 ATV registrations, UTV registrations that have went through their office. So starting to pick up. So just a reminder for everyone that in order to operate on the county road, you must have that county sticker. They are available, and people are coming in to get them. So I'd like to see everybody get one of those if you plan on running on the county roads.
But the sticker will not protect them if they come and dashing out on a county road without looking.
That's right. Yeah. Common sense prevails. Road prevail. So as far as I know, we have not had any issues whatsoever in the first week, and not any calls or concerns. So hope that stays the same. The other thing, I would remind everybody, the river is going up, going to go to 21 feet, which is a very major flood stage. So we have to be very careful out there on the river, be mindful of people's properties. If you do get out on the river, which I would hope that most people would stay out the river, but be mindful of people's properties and their cabins, because that is a significant flood, and it is a dangerous flood. And quite honestly, I don't think that 21 feet is going to do it. They're still getting rain up north and towards Des Moines, and all that water runs towards us. So I think it could be much higher than that. So let's just hope that, right, Chris?
And stay off the levees.
Stay off the levees. Very important for the protection of the farm ground and properties of in those areas. So, and that's all we got. Thank you.
Thank you. Public input station number two. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise, say your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move for adjournment. With an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.